fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, it is Tuesday, the 14th day of November, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. And we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose of the day, I need to do this more frequently. I'm always running across friends that have contracted cancer. If you want to learn how to not get cancer, read the following book. Here it is, the title, simple title, World Without Cancer. That's the title, World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin, my friend G. Edward Griffin, and you'll find the protocols in there telling you how to not get cancer. All right. A patient in a green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer, United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. He is putting together and building a hobby farm not far from me. And he's also an expert in the use of doTERRA essential oils. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Rather tired. I'm doing a medical class today with some friends over in Roby with about 35 people, and we got a lot to train. So right after this is over, I'm going to take off and go do that till 10 o'clock tonight. 2 different classes.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Are you an instructor or a student?
Both.
Both. Okay. So you teach what you don't, what you know, and you learn what you don't know, correct?
No, he's doing his, he used to own a company and they used to do ambulance and helicopter flights, flight for life and things like that. So he's going to be instructing, but right now I'm going to be taking a class with him, but I'm going to be a facilitator.
All right. All right. Well, that's good to know. Is there a website where people can subscribe to get information on these classes when they're being proposed and so forth?
As of right now, it's all going through the prepared homestead. And right now, okay. They don't have it established. But yeah,
well, that's our website, the Prepared Homestead.
Yeah, no, actually, it's that YouTube channel with Travis, remember?
Okay, YouTube channel. Yeah. Okay, it's not a website. Gotcha. Okay, well, so if they subscribe to that YouTube channel, they can get heads up on these different events.
Correct.
Okay, all right. And once again, the name of the YouTube channel is what again?
The Prepared Homestead.
The Prepared Homestead. Okay, I don't want to get a bunch of emails asking for me to give this out again. The Prepared Homestead. And you'll get updates on upcoming classes, on the meetings at Roby, Missouri, R-O-B-Y. And it'll be a good place to get informed, won't it?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, they're going to try doing it once a month, and they're going to go all the way up to EMT. So there'll be first responder. There's also going to be wilderness first aid, and we're setting up a medical theater, a surgical theater, where we have access to everything, doctors, vets, and so, you know, in a grid down scenario, you have access to that. So that's why it's important people learn these skills now while they still can, because, you know, during
Absolutely.
Emergency, not the best time to take classes.
Absolutely. Well, we have, every community has medical expertise of some sort, and that's a good thing. One of the reasons I never went to Africa, I was being recruited to do security work in Africa. And when was that? The summer of 2001. Was I never could get satisfaction that the medical support would be adequate for the men being involved in that. And I probably would have. That was about to be resolved when 9/11/01 happened, and I decided I need to be here to take care of my family rather than running off to another continent to help other people. Anyway, Leon, I was reading this morning about congressional testimony about by an OBGYN doctor and the dramatic increase in stillbirths, miscarriages. That have happened since the COVID vaccinations have begun. They're still working on the numbers because there's some disparity for the following reason. The numbers we're seeing, which are dramatically increased, include both vaccinated and unvaccinated women. I think once they exclude the unvaccinated women from these numbers, they'll be even more scary, even more dramatic. These vaccines, these COVID clot shot vaccines, are pure poison, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. We have talked about those issues in the military. They mandated them for the active duty. The cases, they had over 3,000 cases of spontaneous abortions or miscarriages. After that, and that wasn't the spouse taking it; it was the dependent taking it and bringing it home and injecting his wife with the toxins. And so, yeah, it's rather convoluted, but there's a direct connection and correlation with it.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Moving on from there, the war in the Middle East. Looks like they're attempting to get some hostages released. They're doing a 4-hour pause every day for humanitarian purposes. And Israel has been dropping leaflets on the north end in Lebanon, asking people to evacuate the southern end of Lebanon. It looks like another war is about to begin there, doesn't it?
Yes, and Hezbollah has a lot more technology than, you know, the weak Hamas does. And so, and Hezbollah apparently has 200,000 rockets, so they really don't want to go up against Hezbollah because the Iron Dome is already fractured with the 5,000 plus rockets that he sent. So to go up against 200,000 would be silly. So I guess they're going to be preemptive and try to take it out in advance. But to do a two-front war, and you're thinking that's not a two-front, but they have the people, but now they're going to try to incorporate the Americans and the Europeans as well. So that's really going to get convoluted. And it seems like they're just going to use the foreign soldiers as cannon fodder, and then those countries will be more motivated to send more. So it's like, it's just insane how this regime is just adamant about starting wars all over the world, Ukraine, Taiwan. It doesn't matter where, but they're just adamant about starting something nuclear.
Well, Israel does have nuclear weapons. If they need to use them, they will use them. I don't know how many they got, what the size or anything. Given the nature of that part of the world, I suspect that they would probably have rather small nukes, what might be called tactical nukes, and maybe three or four of the really big ones to bust up cities, if it came down to that. You know, I don't know what access they have to the modern nuclear devices, but apparently...
Oh, they got it from us.
Say again?
You know they got it from us back in the 60s.
Well, actually, the Russians and Chinese have more advanced stuff than we do, very few. Well, we have some. The small nukes that put out almost no radiation, which makes the use of them much more viable, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, and that would make sense. There are numerous times which the potential is there. But the location is Dimona, is where they have their stash, and it's anywhere from 90 to 200, and they're various sizes, but you heard of the Samson option. We've talked about that for years.
Right.
And so, you know, by aggravating all the fundamentalists worldwide, and, you know, through the starvation technique that they're using right now, I mean, 2.3 million people, and all the borders are being closed. So this is just a recipe for disaster for the really unhinged groups to say, okay, we're gonna pursue them, and we don't care about the Samson option because we're gonna meet our 72 virgins. We just don't know what six they are, but we're gonna meet them shortly.
Right, right. We don't know what they are. Is what you say?
Yes, you know, and they say it's 72 virgins, but it doesn't say male or female or goat or whatever.
Oh, well, no. It's 9-year-old girls. The 72 virgins are 9-year-old girls.
Oh.
That's who they are. And they never urinate, they never defecate, they never get pregnant. Every time they have sex, they instantly convert back to being a virgin forever. But there's something special. What happens to the female jihadists? What's their reward?
I don't know.
Well, you're about to find out. They get to be one of the 72 9-year-old virgins forever. That's their reward.
Wow. I bet you that's not well known by the females there.
I don't know what they know. As far as individuals, I know what their religion is, and I know that they're expected to embrace that concept as being fantastic. And whether they do embrace it as being a worthwhile goal to become a 9-year-old virgin forever, I simply can't answer that. I simply don't know.
We're talking about individuals. I mean, think about it. They've even arrested women here in America, cutting off the clitoris of young girls, and they also have had and many of them have got infected and died. And then the other thing is and when they think about the NGOs and how they do these things to children, and it's okay. They don't seem to understand the ramifications and, you know, the beheadings, and so it's just insane how George Bush should say it's a religion of peace, and it just blows me away that people accepted that after 9/11.
Well, you have to understand what their concept of peace is. Their concept of peace is everybody's Muslim or dead, and once they achieve that, then they'll have peace.
Right, but there's only three options. If we're not in control, you pay the tax.
Right.
You die, you get beheaded, or you become Muslim. Those are the only three options that the Quran gives. And so it blows me away that the ignorance across the board of both the Muslims and the non-Muslims about how aggressive that religion or so cult is and how it affects the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we're dealing with people that, in the opinion of myself and most normal Western people in the West, it's what I call Islam is a bizarre, freakish, dangerous religion. Bizarre, freakish, barbaric, dangerous religion. It is all those things. Now, our ally, right now it's 8:15 in Washington, D.C., probably about 45 minutes or so, the Saudi Arabian embassy will be open for business in Washington, D.C., and they'll have a receptionist there, they'll have guards, they'll have be conducting business, they'll probably at noon. The Saudi Arabian ambassador may have lunch with American embassy people, State Department people, and we treat them as if they're normal, and with normal hospitality. The Saudi Arabian government engages in beheading and crucifixion both. That's official government policy. That's what the government does to their own people who've been convicted of crimes where, in the normal Western jurisprudence, they simply are not being properly represented in a trial by a jury of their peers, where they have legal counsel, competent legal counsel, that can subpoena witnesses. And upon conviction, they're beheaded or crucified or both. That's normal. And we treat this government of Saudi Arabia as if they're a normal normal country to be treated with respect and dignity like every other country, Leon. What's broken with this?
Yeah, I've known about Chop Chop Square since, when I joined back in the 80s, and I talked to many people who were stationed there, and they're like, yeah, we'd go on Fridays and watch the beheadings. I'm like, what? And we, and on board our ship, we had Saudis and everybody on the North Rim of Africa as midshipmen or cadets. And to think that these guys have had to go through the Arab Spring several years back, and we accept that philosophy, but it's because of money. We want the cheap oil, and we look elsewhere, but we look away regardless of what their stance on humanitarian rights and legality and ethics. We just don't care. So, in many cases, we're like almost like the mafia. We don't care. You rub our back, we'll rub your back. Just give us cheap oil, keep everything dirt cheap, and we don't really care about your politics. And then we have the audacity to talk about how good Ukraine is and how democratic it is, and that's one of the most corrupt. I think it's in the top three in the whole world. But this regime just lies blatantly to the American people, saying yes, we want to protect their borders while our doors are wide open. So the hypocrisy here is just through the roof. It's just so disappointing.
Absolutely. Well, the powers that be in this country and other places have figured out that Ukraine is the place to go. We've all heard the term that what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Well, that's kind of a fun, that's kind of a fun destination for people to engage in activities that are maybe a bit outside the norm. On one hand, on the other, apply that to Ukraine times 10. So, what happens to Ukraine stays in Ukraine. It's basically the Wild West when it comes to engaging in bizarre, strange criminal activity, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, they have over 30 different biolabs all the way up to level 4 in there, now based on the Western countries have invested in them. So, I mean, they were even involved with the COVID and a lot of the mRNA research. So there's a lot of things attached to that. Ukraine that people don't know about. You're right.
We have a break. When we get back from a break, we will find out what is the oil of the week.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday, the 14th of November, and we're about to find out what is the oil of the week. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. The oil of the week is doTERRA's black pepper. Is Piper Negrum, and it is in the, it's steam distilled from the berries of the pepper plant, and its common uses are tobacco addictions. And so the common way it's applied is with the carrier oil for children or those with sensitive skin. You can apply it directly to areas of your of concern. You can also do it sublingually and use it as flavoring in cooking as well. And you can diffuse it. And so I've had many people who are addicted and they want to get off nicotine use it. And you do it sublingually, put a drop under your tongue. And every time you get a hankering for a hit, a cigarette hit, you just do that. And so it works very well. I've had 6-7 people in 13 years, you know, actually have the audacity and the boldness to say, I'm tired of wasting money on the cancer sticks. And can these work? And so it's very effective. So it's very high in monoterpenes, 70%. And these oils have many different applications, but that's the one that most people think of is when they use that. It's also an analgesic, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, antispasmodic, antitoxic, an aphrodisiac, an expectorant, a laxative, and a stimulant. The historical uses are for thousands of years for cholera, malaria, and several digestive problems. So, yeah, so that's black pepper. There's many, many uses. I use it for cooking and some of the other things, antispasmodic. I haven't tried that. You know, black pepper's the oil. And the next week we're going to focus on one called PB Assist, the probiome gut complex. So we'll focus on that. But that's the oil of the week is black pepper.
All right. Now, if you want to get started with the oils like I have and Leon does and hundreds of others of my listeners, here's how you get started. First of all, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click under products, and you'll come to the doTERRA section under products. What you're looking for when you do your shopping is the largest kit. It's K-I-T, Kilo India Tango, that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage people to do that. If you feel like that's what you need to do, then PayPal will finance that debt for 6 months at no interest. So anyway, get that kit. That's number one. Number two, you're going to want two different editions of the same book. That book has a simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You'll want the fifth edition, and the most recent is, help me out here, Leon, is it the 14th or 15th? 15th edition. And why, you ask John, why do I want two different editions? Here's why. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration no longer allows us to say. The 15th edition has all the latest and greatest oils. And once again, after a one-year hiatus, the 15th edition is ink on paper as opposed to a PDF. And so that's the first two things. Now, if you're in a hurry, you think, well, I don't want to wait to get the book, and or you'd like to start a home-based business to help your relatives, friends, people go to church with, neighbors, with the oils, a home-based business selling the oils, that's where Leon comes in. Leon would be glad to help you out with determining which oils you need to get started to help whatever issue you're dealing with, and or help you get started with a home-based business. Just give Leon a call. And what's that phone number, Leon?
720-277-2257.
2257. And if Leon doesn't pick up, just leave a message. He might be out taking care of the chickens or working in the garden, whatever it might be. You will get back with people, won't you?
Yes, sir.
Of course you will. Okay, that's how you get started. Well, thank you very much, Leon. And anyway, ladies and gentlemen, these oils, I use them every day. I've been using them every day for years. I'm building up my inventory. My inventory of oils will be good for a century plus to the future. Several things as far as background material. The Holy Bible only has important stuff in it. There's no recipes for chocolate chip cookies in the Holy Bible, only important things. And the essential oils are so important that they're mentioned more than 300 times in the Holy Bible, aren't they, Leon?
Absolutely.
So that's something to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind is how long these oils last. Well, when King Tut's tomb was opened, it had been sealed up for more than 4,000 years. They found gallons and gallons of essential oils still viable and ready for use if needed, didn't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. This is 1922. Howard Carter found it, so yes.
So these oils have been around for many, many centuries, used by human beings to for their health and well-being for many centuries. And we make them available to you in the most pure form. Now, if you think, well, I can save money and get the oils from, oh, say, Walmart, look at the labels. Before you make your purchase, look at the labels. And almost without a doubt, these other oils say, not for internal use, won't they, Leon?
Absolutely. I consider those gasoline with the pretty smell.
There you go. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My new logo is up on my website. Very well done, very professional, very nice graphic. And if you haven't been on my website in a few weeks, we have a new photograph. We have a photograph of 20-year-old John Moore in Vietnam holding his Thompson submachine gun with bandoliers of ammunition draped over each shoulder, machine gun ammunition, right next to 70-year-old John Moore getting ready to make a parachute jump. How about that? Let's see. The Black Friday sale on Liberator rocket heaters is in effect right now. The CEO doesn't do very many sales, but this is a 20% off sale. When you're talking about something that is rather pricey, like the Liberator rocket heater is, 20% is a massive savings on Liberator rocket heaters and the pellet hoppers that go with them. So that's in effect right now. We also have sales on the Ready Pure countertop water filter, and a very special deal with freeze-dried food from Simply Clean Foods. When you get the grand assortment, you get an energy cleaner included at no extra charge. That's a $285 savings there, right there, benefit. And you also, whoever participates in that special, they get to buy the mattress pads at 25% off. That's in effect right now also at thelibertyman.com. Along with all the usual updates, we have daily updates on the economy. We need to emphasize that more than we have been, from Swiss America. And it's good to get those updates as well. Okay, we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We're talking about the events today and what we can do to mitigate. Leon, you've been in the area now. Is this the, how many years? Is this the third year or the fourth year? I've lost track.
Third year.
This is the third year. You've become very active in the Patriot community, in the preparedness community. I would say you've become a leader in that regard. And the events at Roby, Missouri that you go to on a regular basis, they attract people from all over the country. And I was a speaker there a few months ago. We had people from as far away as California, 2,000 miles away. That's a pretty big draw, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And many people, and people ask why. It's because they also want to take some of the concepts back to the, you know, until they're ready to move. They want to take the concepts back and use them to be able to help other people get prepared as well. So it is a great technique. And many other influencers and YouTubers are saying, how are you doing it? How do you get people to get off their duff, get prepared, and actually take action, take training? So it's a great way to learn more by going to the Prepared Homestead. He has a lot of info and does a great job at that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, kudos to you, Leon, for doing that work. It's a lot of work. In addition to starting a hobby farm, you don't have a whole lot of spare time, do you?
No, sir. Most of the time, now the sun, because of daylight saving time, you know, I normally work till 8 or 9, come in, have dinner, and read a book, and catch up on what's happening. But no, I normally download and listen to a lot of the audios and podcasts that I don't have time to at regular speed, so I can advance in the 2X, and I can learn twice as much in half the time. So it's my way of catching up. And but yeah, I'm doing everything. The greenhouse, we just finished putting up the arches for that. I'm going to have to attach the purlins, and then still working on my house and doing all sorts of things. And the chickens and dogs and geese, and there's so many things going on at the same time. And so, yeah, having a help meet would be very helpful. But I'm doing the best I can right now until he provides.
You talk about animals. I went to the supermarket after church Sunday, and as I was walking away from the supermarket, this little calico cat was walking right next to me, following me back to the car. And I told the little kitty, I said, no, I don't need another cat. Let's find somebody else. And it walked away for all forlorn that it wasn't going to find a home. I guess the cat took me as an easy mark, didn't it?
He sure did.
I also find my wife told me that all calico cats are female. I didn't know that.
What? I didn't know that either. Okay.
That's new information for me. I had no idea. Well, the cat that I have is female, and she's learning to use the dog door to go out. And I don't allow animals in the house, but the dog crate is only about 4 or 5 square feet, and so the dog gets to go in and out there, but is not allowed to enter into the house otherwise. I don't want to have animal hair all over the place, which is what you get if an animal's in the house, don't you?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, one of those livestock guardian dogs had tapeworms, and I thought it got it from the chickens, but found out that it's normally, when I talked to the vet and the vet tech, they said, no, those are normally transferred by cats. I'm like, wow. So I have to be very circumspect. I love the cats that help kill the nasty rodents that attract snakes. But, yeah, I have to be very circumspect with them to make sure I'm...
Right. Well, we deworm the cat and the dog at the same time to help control that. And,
yep.
And also flea control also with diatomaceous earth.
Yep.
You know, healthy animals are really the way to go. I don't want to dwell on that too much, but that was kind of a funny thing when that cat followed me back to my car. Anyway, Leon, another segue here. Israeli Defense Forces are recovering firearms that the U.S. Pentagon sent to Ukraine in Gaza. They're recovering them. The Israeli Defense Force is recovering U.S. firearms the Pentagon left behind in Afghanistan. What I found out when I was in Vietnam is the international arms trade is just that. It is international, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And people say, how can they verify? This is called serial numbers on each one of the pieces that were left at the Kabul. And the people who should be directly responsible for that are the people in charge. If it goes all the way to the top, they authorize it. Even the general said, don't leave $85 billion on the tarmac. So he needs to be held accountable for the fatalities and every one of those things. It's like the ATF. They sent over 50 cows to the mafia, to the drug cartels, and they end up shooting Americans. So, I mean, Holder should have been burned under treason, and all the ATF laws and mandates that they pulled out of their kazoo, just like this person should be also held accountable for his negligence.
Well, Eric Holder was subpoenaed to testify before Congress, and he didn't go. There was no penalty. And we've had very prominent people refuse to go also and be tried and sentenced and convicted for not going to responding to a congressional subpoena. We got a two-tier justice system, don't we?
We sure do. I mean, look what's happening to the January 6th people. They still aren't given their due process. So for people to say that, you know, we have the illusion of jurisprudence, but the Western democracy or Western jurisprudence, but no, you can see the hypocrisy and how they weaponize the federal agencies against people they don't like. And, you know, here's $87 billion, so you can go after more Americans. And let's focus on the patriots and the Christians. So, I mean, this is just one big facade and one big lie. It's just terrible.
It is. It is. Well, I saw another segue here. U.S. Army recruiting videos have more recently focused on silliness, like a female recruit who was taking pride in her two lesbian mothers. I guess there's a certain amount of appeal to those few women who've had two lesbian mothers who want them to join the U.S. military. I don't know, but I guess there was some tiny percentage of women that may take pride in that. On one hand. On the other, the current recruiting video shows a white male parachuting out of the back of a C-130. And taking pride in his accomplishments of becoming a paratrooper. All branches of military, the only branches that has met the recruiting goals has been the U.S. Marines, which has been the most resistant to all this woke ideology, haven't they been, Leon?
Yes, sir. And it's not only woke, but they can't find the people that are qualified. They have to be smart enough, they have a certain IQ, and they have to be in good shape, which the obesity epidemic in America is through the roof. 63% are considered overweight, and a higher percentage of those are even obese, which means morbidly obese. And these are teenagers, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, that don't even qualify for that. And they're getting so desperate they're planning on doing mandatory drafting of women. So I think it's the first time in U.S. history we've ever done that. So
we've never drafted women. We've, you know, World War II was the most significant in terms of conscription. The Civil War, we had the worst riots in the history of the country were the anti-draft riots in the North, the northern cities, Chicago, New York, and other places, that men were dying on the street in these riots, these anti-draft riots. We've never drafted women before. And you're right, Leon, our young people between the ages of 18 and 26, they're too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or too many criminal convictions, or a combination of two or more of the above.
Yes, sir.
Only 20% out of every 100 young men and women between the ages of 18 and 26, only 20% are suitable to enlist in the U.S. military. Now, that 20% is also highly sought after by the Fortune 500 and the private sector in general, aren't they?
Yeah, because they realize that they may not need the physicality that, but if they have the people that have now become brain dead because of the public school system or indoctrination system, you know, then their selection goes down drastically. And so, I mean, I just heard Oregon said you don't have to be able to do math, and they're lowering the standards nationwide in many different sectors, saying, you know, it's good enough, you don't have to be able to read. And it's like, wow, Why even waste time sending them if they don't even have to be a viable, functional adult? Why don't we just pump out dumb chickens? Because that's about how stupid it is.
Right. Well, Leanna, one of the law firms I worked for, and I'm still, in fact, I was with the owner of the law firm just a few weeks ago at a car show. We needed a new legal secretary, and we started a search, and we interviewed about a dozen, 15 candidates, and we picked a young woman who was a graduate, listen carefully, of a four-year brick-and-mortar college, no online education. This would have been in the mid-1980s, by the way, early 1980s. And we hired this young lady. She looked good. She dressed well. She was articulate, appeared to be of normal intelligence or better. And her initial job was to do filing, just to get her acquainted with how the office worked. About the second week she was there, third week, nobody could find her files anymore. It turned out this young lady, who was a graduate, had a bachelor's degree, did not know the alphabet. I'm serious. She was passed through the education, 12 years of, through high school, 4 years of to get a bachelor's degree, and she didn't know the alphabet. We had to let her go. And it was really sad. But what I've also found is that another friend of mine, he owns a company which has more than 100 employees. He says, John, we don't care what their degree says. We have our own internal testing to find out what the person really knows as compared to what a piece of paper says they may know. They don't trust any of it. They can't.
I'm just astounded.
You're without words, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, holy cow, I know it in multiple languages, the alphabet. And it's like, people don't even know it in America. But I bet you if you asked her how to defrag a computer or to do anything on Facebook or social media, she would be an expert. But she can't figure out how to do it.
This is almost 26 letters. This is almost 40 years ago. Computers didn't exist in the way they do now. There wasn't, none of those things existed. But most likely, in the past 40 years, she has acquired the normal skills that people have to deal with computers. You're right. So it's pretty sad commentary. What is it in the Baltimore School District? Was it six high schools? Not a single student was proficient in mathematics.
Yes, sir.
Why even bother? Why even have the doors open in the morning for these students to show up? What's the point?
That's so they can indoctrinate them in the woke agenda of stupidity. And remember when they first started?
Okay.
Yeah. Precisely. And when they started this, you know, the public school system, after they were doing the primers of them, all the local homemade, or the, when it was off, was based on the Christian beliefs, is they changed it so that they said, we don't really care about your knowledge base. Our goal is for you to be cogs in the industrial machinery. That's all. You don't need to be a good thinker. You just need to be able to work and be able to be used to routine of getting up early and staying late and doing whatever you have to do regardless of what happens. And don't worry about our ethics. But now it's just been exacerbated by showing how we don't even care if you can do the alphabet, if you even know what the alphabet is. And I just thought about the people who come to America who want to come to learn and make an impact, but also the people who just say, I'm coming to America. I don't plan on learning the language. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay with my Muslim groups, and I don't care. And so there's so many layers to this onion of knowledge and incorporation and the government paying billions of dollars. We have the most in education in the whole world, but we're ranked so pathetically low. So in that That's lady right. just exacerbated or exemplified how pathetic it is that she's gone to college, 4 years of college, and she still doesn't even know what the alphabet is. That's insane.
Right,
I'd love to know what school that is.
Right. Well, it's a sad commentary, but that's from personal firsthand observation. And my friend who owns this company with more than 100 employees, he's not the exception. Corporate America knows very well what I'm talking about. corporate America knows they can't trust college degrees or even high school degrees, as far as that goes, to give any kind of insurance, reassurance that the young man or young woman that they want to hire for any particular position knows English language, has basic mathematics skills. You know, these days, Leon, let's say you want to be a janitor. Now, some of these products that janitors use have a 18 or 20-page booklet that comes with them warning you about how these products can kill you if not used properly. You need to know how to read. You can be a janitor, don't you?
Yes, sir. MSDS.
Here's our Bright Lights Break this hour. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I must have got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leon, this hour has flown by, as typically they do. We got some great information out to people and helped them to learn some things they didn't know before, and gave them an introduction to the doTERRA oils, which will help them have a better life and a healthier life, won't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And, you know, we always talk about the supply chain having, you know, has been substantially reduced. Well, now's the time to get prepared across the board. Get gasoline, diesel, all the lubricants, and oil. Get the essential oils. Get all these things now where you still can, because the time is going to come, just like what happened in the last 3 years, which you've seen how getting parts for vehicles and other things are substantially impacted. Well, if you aren't truly into preparedness and you just think everything's going to go back to normal, you know, everybody's talking about this is the new normal. So get these things while you can now, while they're still relatively cheap and available and can ship quickly. So I have the next 2-3 months booked out of things that, you know, that are crucial for me to get. And I realize that based on how the prices have changed, and look at how ammo's just changed just since the Israeli war, sir. So, I mean, if you think that it's all going to go back to normal, it's not. So that's why it's crucial that you get on the ball now and get these things while you still can.
Well, we have a new normal, don't we? It's world is changing so quickly, but some things don't change. And the value of these essential oils doesn't change. In fact, I can see it increasing real quick here. It's possible to substitute pharmaceutical products with the essential oils, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, see, and like you said, you know, gold and silver, the prices are going to go up drastically when things collapse, especially when the CBDCs come in and people say, hey, what happened to all my cash? Well, we took it all. Oh, so the people who have precious metals are going to have a backup. The people who have precious, the precious essential oils will have a backup. But the people who have been addicted to the financial instruments and fiat currency for the last 150 years here in America, yeah, are going to see the huge, I mean, it's lost 98% since 2014. So this is where it's crucial that you have money that hasn't had any counterparty risk, and you have it in your possession, just like having the oils. It's not like having an ETF. Oh, yeah, I have gold and silver, but it's in a bank somewhere. If you don't own it, you don't physically possess it.
Right, exactly. Right. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. That's for the phrase you're looking for. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. Oh, well, in the 1930s, they opened up safety deposit boxes and they took all the gold, didn't they?
Yes, sir. The IRS people were there. They prevented people from getting access. So, you know, most people don't know that. And so the ones that actually had it on their person or had taken it abroad, that's the only reason why you can find a 1933 and before. Prior to that, it was all, you know, it was all in person's hands. So what, you know, and I've talked to people here, even Missouri, and they said, yeah, we found some gold coins buried in the wall. So it was like a time capsule. And those people were smart enough to do that. But right now, people have been so addicted to paper money that they aren't going to realize what happened shortly.
Roger that. Leon, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Tuesday. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.